Majestic shot being tackled by Bring the Ransom up the inside. Bring the Ransom at odds. Then came Wonderbar down the outside, but Bring the Ransom pinches it. Won it by a length to Wonderbar. Never Talk rattled home into third at the end.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
And welcome back to the show with Dino and Ray, and that was Bring the Ransom. Dino winning the big one yesterday at Scone. That was the Group 3 Dark Jewel Classic, courtesy of a brilliant Tyler Schiller ride. He sort of took the shortcut home, Dino, and that led to hit the biggest win of his career. And I'm pleased to say Tyler's been good enough to join us bright and early on a Sunday morning. Tyler, good morning.
Good morning.
I think we can just hear you, Tyler. Hopefully that line will improve. Congratulations on your win on Bring the Ransom. And I mentioned to Dino earlier, it was a bit of a gamble coming into the home turn. You could have tried to angle out wide where it was believed that was the better part of the track, but you took the shortcut home closer to the rails. That was the winning move, Tyler.
Yeah, it ended up being the winning move. I bided my time at the top of the straight and looked for all my options, and that just looked the most easiest saloon passage for her, and once she hit the gap, she was just super strong.
Yeah, she was fantastic, and it's been a great few weeks for you, Tyler. You won the Albury Cup on Harmony Rose. You won the Wagatown Plate on Front Page, and you sort of, I think you were born and were you born and raised in the Riverina, Tyler, or?
Yeah, just in Young.
Okay, so that would have been fantastic wins for you, but you were asked yesterday where this win rates, and you put it right on top, Tyler.
Yeah, definitely. Being up on the main stage in Sydney's a big boots to fill coming through Mark Newnham's stable, and I was very glad to get the opportunity yesterday.
Hey, Tyler, you're 23. You must look around and see your mates going out at night and having long sleep-ins. What sacrifices...
No such thing as a sleep-in.
Exactly. That's what I was going to ask, Tyler. What sacrifices do you have to go through to be an apprentice jockey?
Yeah, well, you definitely have to sacrifice your life. My first boss, Phil Sweeney, down in Geraldry there, told me it was a lifestyle, not a life, when I first joined. And I always knew that it was going to be a long road, but it's a very rewarding one if you keep taking the opportunities that come.
Any second thoughts, though, Tyler? Because it is a tough life, isn't it? There is, as Dino mentioned, they're long hours. You've got to make a lot of sacrifices, particularly as an apprentice, because you've got to get up in the morning and do the stable chores, so to speak, this morning. So when you initially start, I know you've got an innate love of the thoroughbred, but are there any second thoughts initially, Tyler?
Not really. There's not really anything else I wanted to do. So to be able to do this job, being able to enjoy it, it's definitely hard up here in Sydney trying to stick up there with the big fellas. But it's very rewarding, and I think it's very worth the hours that you put in.
Yeah, no, I can see where you're coming from. And you've had a structured career, and I say that because you came to Mark Newnham, I think, about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, Tyler. But as markers want to do, and it's proven it to be a very successful formula, he had you ride primarily at the country and provincial centres before coming to town full-time. Again, were you worried about where your career was going at that time, or did you have faith in Mark's system?
No, when I signed up with Mark 2 years ago, coming up 2 years, he assured me that I'd start at the provincials and just get grounded and try and build up a bit of a support base, which worked with Robbie Dolan and Tom Sherry before me. So I was always confident that Mark would have me on the right track, and it shows now that coming up into the Metro League, that going through those provincial stages really grounds you as a rider and gets you more mature and experienced coming through.
Yeah, Mark certainly found the formula, hasn't he, Tyler? Because Robbie was a two-time Sydney Apprentice Champion. Of course, Tom won that title. Tom Sherry won that title last year. You're leading this year as we go into the winter months, Tyler. I guess that's your goal now, to focus and try and win that Apprentice's Premiership?
Yeah, definitely. I've had a little lead for a little while now, and all I have to do is keep the momentum up, and it's only going to get harder, but I just got to keep toughing it out. And my manager's doing a great job, and Mark's doing a great job with the boys in the stable as well.
Hey, Tyler, away from being a jockey, do you like other sports? What do you do in your recreational time? Have you got an NRL team you follow?
Honestly, when I became a jockey, I cut out everything sport-wise in my life. I don't really watch any TV or anything.
You haven't got time, Tyler.
just work. And
it just engulfs your life, doesn't it, Tyler, to some degree? Mm.
It's just a sacrifice that I had to make, but it's all worth it because I love the horse, to be honest, more than any sport. So it's really, really good.
You must be an incredibly driven young man.
I don't know. I just love racing, and my mum got me everywhere I needed to go through all the trainers, and there's been a lot of people behind me supporting me, which really helps, and my family's been a great support base.
Yeah, well, that dedication and your commitment to the sport is certainly shining through at the moment, Tyler. Congratulations on your win on Bring the Ransom yesterday. Your first at group level. I hope it's the first of many to come, and the very best of luck in your quest to win the Sydney Apprentices Premiership this season.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks, Dean.